Well, it's been a busy weekend for the volunteers of the RNLI lifeboat crews around the country, with 14 people, including two children, rescued from the sea in four separate incidents. One of those incidents involved the rescue of six people from the sea last Saturday night by the Dunleary lifeboat, and the coxswain of the boat, Mark McGibney, joins me now. Mark, tell us about your own rescue, first of all.
Well, at 10 past eight on Saturday evening, we received a call by pager to the crew of a report of a vessel upturned with possible six people in the water 2.5 miles off Dunleary. So we assembled in the station and launched, a very quick launch on this occasion, and proceeded to the casualty. It took us about 5 minutes from the station to the casualty. When we arrived on scene, Holt's inshore lifeboat and the rescue woman, six, from the Dublin airport were on scene, and we aided the ILB to take the people from the vessel. And then once we had all the six casualties out of the water on the two different vessels, the Holt inshore lifeboat transferred their four onto us, and we were able to get those six ashore, where we had a pre-arranged medical assistance from the HSE.
And what was their condition?
They were very cold, very, very cold. They'd been in the water for some time. Mild hypothermia would start to be kicking in at that stage, but that would be the kind of feeling we were getting from the paramedics who were treating them. And then they were brought up to hospital for observation, obviously, because of the very low core temperatures.
All of them, I gather, had been wearing life jackets, otherwise things might have been different.
Well, we definitely could have been looking at a different result if they had not been wearing life jackets. At that stage, being in the water for up to 40 minutes and getting that cold, you could very, very easily start losing feeling in your hands and your ability to hold on to somebody else or hold on to the boat. So the life jacket would have been their only source of keeping them on the water to allow us find them, to bring them ashore safely. So, yes, the fact that they were wearing life jackets was great. Really was. We were delighted.
And do you know what had happened to their vessel?
We haven't. I haven't personally spoken to the owners of the vessel since the incident. We just wanted to get them ashore and hand them over to the ambulance service. But it is a low freeboard type of vessel. A shift in weight of six people on the deck of a vessel that size, and added with a possible wave from a passing ship, could very easily topple a vessel of this size over.
Now, you've been busy this weekend, but Hoth seems to have been particularly busy.
Yes, they've been out on three occasions, one to assist us with the ILB, and on another two occasions, one for a family of four whose yacht was disabled off Lambay Island. So the Holt offshore lifeboat proceeded to that and brought those four people ashore. Two, I believe, were quite seasick. And the following morning, on the Sunday morning at 6.30, the ALB received another call of a lone yachtsman about 10 miles east of Holt with electronic problems, and also his classic yacht, or his old type wooden yacht, was starting to take on water, and he needed immediate a quick response, which he got from Holt, and they went straight out and started pumping his boat out, and they towed him in and rescued him.
In the southeast, also, your colleagues in Tremore rescued three fishermen yesterday in a rescue that I suppose would have brought back memories of the deaths of the three Bulger brothers in June.
Yes, a similar incident in regard to that. There was four people originally on the vessel, and one managed to swim ashore to raise the alarm. The Tremore inshore lifeboat, the volunteers from Tremore, got out to them as soon as they could, obviously. They weren't too far from the shore, which mimics the Dunmore East call. But they managed to get them onto the ILB. One of them was not in great medical condition, and therefore the rescue helicopter came in and took one of the casualties off the inshore lifeboat and brought him straight to hospital for observation. But all well.
Has the good weather this summer added to your workload?
Looking at our figures in just in Dunleary Lifeboat Station as a standalone, yet we are definitely up on last year. Yes, I would believe that there are more smaller, open-type boats being used in the bay, from what I can see. There are more boats being brought down and launched on slipways. The type of vessels that are perfect for this particular type of weather and that you wouldn't see down during a winter's afternoon, just due to the fact that they're mainly open boats and they're an average, a smaller vessel.
And how do you manage to deal with this increased workload while operating on a voluntary basis?
Well, luckily, in Dunleary, we've got 25 volunteers on the panel. And not everybody is going to arrive for every particular call. But with a panel that size, we are in a more beneficial position than maybe some of the other stations around the coast, which are more rural. But we just have to step up our game. We all volunteered to do this role. The RNLI spend money training us, and it's our job to give back to the RNLI when they pay us. So it's a busy year. We just step it up and just turn up for more shouts.
And the Dunleary lifeboat in particular is capable of involving itself or capable of being used in quite extensive, quite major emergencies, isn't it?
Well, the boat is there. It's an asset to the Coast Guard for use for whenever it's required. The crew, as I said, the voluntary crew are on 24-hour call-out on pagers. And any incident in the Irish Sea that's large or small, the boats in Dunleary are ready to go, fully fueled up and the crew ready.
Well, Mark McGibney, great work over the weekend. Keep that great work going. Thank you very much indeed for your work and for talking to us this morning.
No problem at all. That's no problem. Thank you.